When he looked up at poor Meggie, she seemed to be very high above him. Moni saw that it was going to be hard to reach the young goat, and still harder to climb down again with Meggie on his back. But that was the only way to save the little animal. So the boy started at once to climb up the cliff until he reached the tree. Then he made his way to the bough on which the frightened little animal hung. Grasping the trembling kid fast in both hands, he raised her to his shoulders and with the greatest care climbed back down. When his feet touched firm earth again and he saw that Meggie was safe, he cried, "Oh, dear God, I thank thee 1,000 times for helping me to save Meggie. How happy we both are!" Then Moni sat down and stroked the kid, whose delicate limbs still trembled with fright. And when it was time to lead the flock homeward, the goat boy took the kid in his arms, saying tenderly,
"Come, poor Meggie, you are still shaking. You can't walk home. I will carry you."
And so he carried the little animal the whole way down, and the villagers who came to get their goats from Moni heard the story and were filled with surprise. They had always thought that the goat boy had nothing to do all day but lie in a cool mountain pasture, singing his songs.